In this session, we shall look at how to calculate a capital gain when only part of an asset is sold. A taxpayer makes a part disposal when he sells part of an asset. The most common example of a part disposal will be when a taxpayer sells part of a piece of land. Land is a relatively easy asset to divide into parts. With other assets, such as buildings or paintings, etc., they are not easily divided, so the part disposal rules will rarely apply. The part disposal rules will also be used to calculate the gain on the disposal of a right or interest in an asset. For example, when a taxpayer grants a lease, he is creating a right or interest which is separate from his original asset. We shall look at how to calculate gains on grants of leases in a separate module. To calculate the chargeable gain on a part disposal, we start in the usual place, that is, with sale proceeds. We then deduct the cost of the asset being sold. However, if we are only selling part of an asset, it makes sense to take a deduction for part of the original cost. The way we arrive at the allowable cost is to take the cost of the whole asset and multiply it by a fraction. As you will see from the screen, we use the fraction A over A plus B. Once we have arrived at the allowable cost, we deduct it from the proceeds to arrive at the gain. In the fraction A over A plus B, A is the gross disposal proceeds, whilst B is the value of the part retained. In practice, it will therefore be necessary for you to obtain a valuation of the part of the asset remaining in order to calculate the capital gain. Note also that the A in the fraction is the gross disposal proceeds, which means before any expenses of sale are deducted.
Let us illustrate this by way of an example. Here we have a taxpayer called Seth. In July 1994, Seth bought 20 acres of land for £50,000.
In February 2011, Seth sold part of the land for £28,000. In February 2011, the value of the land remaining was £112,000.
Our requirement here is to calculate Seth's capital gain on this part disposal. We start with the disposal proceeds, which are £28,000. From this, we will deduct Seth's allowable cost. We know that Seth paid £50,000 for the whole of the field. However, because this is a part disposal, we can only deduct part of Seth's original cost. To arrive at this part, we multiply the £50,000 by A over A plus B. A, in this instance, is the disposal proceeds of £28,000, whilst B is the market value of the remainder, being £112,000. The cost of the whole multiplied by the part disposal fraction gives us an allowable cost of £10,000. Thus, there is a gain on disposal of £18,000. Let's not forget that Seth still has part of the field remaining. Therefore, when he comes to sell it, we need to know his base cost for CGT purposes. We know that the cost of the whole field was £50,000. The amount of this cost used in the part disposal computation is £10,000. The base cost of the remaining area of land is therefore the difference between these two, being £40,000. Therefore, when Seth sells the rest of his field, his CGT base cost is £40,000. We will now consider how to deal with a part disposal computation when the taxpayer has incurred enhancement expenditure. Enhancement expenditure will fall into one of two categories. If the enhancement expenditure has increased the value of the whole asset, but only part of the asset is subsequently sold, we cannot take a deduction for the whole of the enhancement expenditure. Instead, we need to multiply this expenditure by the A over A plus B fraction. However, if the enhancement expenditure has been specifically incurred on the part of the asset actually sold, we are allowed to deduct the whole of the enhancement expenditure in calculating our capital gains. Again, let us illustrate this by way of an example. Here we have a taxpayer called Jack, who purchases 100 acres of land.
Jack bought the land in June 1980 for £100,000. The land had a March 1982 value of £140,000.
In May 1987, Jack incurs enhancement expenditure of £35,000 on the whole of the field. This expenditure has increased the value of the entire 100 acres. Later on, Jack decides to divide his land into two separate subplots, plot 1 and plot 2. In January 1991, Jack spends £10,000 in enhancing Plot 1 only. Note that this enhancement expenditure does not affect the value of Plot 2.
In October 2010, Jack sells Plot 1 only for £400,000. The value of Plot 2 in October 2010 is £300,000.
Our requirement is to calculate Jack's capital gain on the sale of Plot 1. The sale proceeds of Plot 1 are £400,000. We'll calculate the gain using the March 1982 value.
The value of the whole 100 acres in 1982 was £140,000. However, as Jack is only selling part of the original land, we need to multiply this 1982 value by A over A plus B. A is the gross proceeds of sale of £400,000, and B is the value of the remainder being £300,000. This gives us an allowable deduction of £80,000. We must now consider the effects of enhancement expenditure, starting with the £35,000 spent in May 1987. As this £35,000 enhanced the value of the whole field, because we are now selling only part of the field, we can only take a deduction for part of this enhancement expenditure. The A over A plus B fraction is the same, i.e. £400,000 over £700,000. Therefore, of the £35,000 of enhancement expenditure spent on the whole field, we can take a deduction of £20,000. The position is different for the enhancement expenditure incurred in January 1991. This time, as the enhancement expenditure was incurred wholly on Plot 1, i.e. entirely on the part of the land now being sold, we can take a deduction for the full £10,000.
Jack's gain will therefore be £290,000.